WJTL, Brandon Lake and Elevation Worship. I know a name. Hey, good morning. It's 7:19.
Weather-wise, sunshine and breeze, high around 61 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool. Chance of frost, low 38. Tomorrow, looking sunny, high 63. Over the weekend, partly sunny skies Saturday. That high, 68 degrees. And Sunday, partly cloudy in the morning. Increasing clouds with periods of showers later in the day. The high of 73 degrees. Right now with Lancaster, clear skies, 41 degrees. In Harrisburg, 42.
The dynamic and wonderful Chris Wilson hanging out with us this morning. She's the Director of Advancement at Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. Chris, it's always great to have you here.
Hey, it is great to be here. And I love that. Dynamic and wonderful. Wow.
You are.
I should hear that every day.
I know.
Great.
Well, you should. Tell us all about Mount Hope and what you guys are doing
so,
there.
So, of course, Mount Hope, we are a 50-bed skilled nursing facility located in Raffo Township. We have a full rehab program on site, and we also have independent living cottages. So there's three duplexes, which means there's six independent living first floor suite style, and we are right now in an amazing building project and expansion. We are building cottages, so the ground is prepped, it's ready, and we should be putting a foundation down anytime now for two more duplexes, which will give us four more independent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you have brought along a basket. You showed us a picture of your house. You work from home, but your entire house is filled right now with baskets for your upcoming banquet. First, tell us about the free banquet.
Yes. It is happening the last Saturday in October, October 25. At Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church. Doors open at 5 o'clock, meal at 5:30, but I highly recommend coming early, coming at 5, because there are over 80 items to bid on at the auction. So,
and they're all sitting in your house right now, which is crazy.
It's in my kitchen. It's in my work area. It goes around to the living room, and really the only spot you can sit is the sofa. so it's a great, but honestly, I mean, we laugh at that here this morning as we talk about that, but I think the thing that I'm reminded of so much is our community is so extremely generous.
Amen.
There is no way Mount Hope would be able to hold the event that we are having without the generosity of so many businesses and families, churches, civic organizations. Like, it is mind-blowing when, well, it's mind-blowing when you see all these things in my house.
Well, but yeah. But to
really
know
wonderful.
That it came from the community all coming together makes it even better.
Exactly.
So tell us about some of the baskets that you're going to have for the auction.
So first I want to say the date is October 25. So that is exactly, folks, get your calendars out, 2 months from Christmas.
Crazy.
December 25.
Yep.
So when I made all of these baskets, I checked all the dates, and they are completely fine into the new year of 2026.
Wonderful.
So here's my thinking. If you have a lot of Christmas shopping to do this year, forget, you know, buying online. Line dealing with Black Friday, you can come to our event and you can buy for everybody on your list. I promise you there's something for everybody. This is the Italian one. There's a spa basket. There's a Keurig coffee basket.
Ooh.
There's a touchdown, a tailgate party basket.
Fun.
There's I can't, like, I'm trying to picture where they're all at in my house.
Right.
There's things for kids.
Yeah.
Like Gone Bananas, Laser Dome, Longwood Gardens.
You said you have some experience ones, like learning how to bake or learning how to paint.
Yes. So we expanded a little bit. So we have meals that people have put up and opened up their homes. So we have like a backyard barbecue for 8. We have a high tea noon experience for mostly women, you know, but
sure.
on that, and it comes
sure.
to the high tea and dessert.
No, that sounds great.
We also have earring making class, Horse Darts, our very own here. Mm-hmm. I put that up.
Yeah.
And sourdough bread making. And I think I mentioned before, the big one is a week's vacation, North Myrtle. We
nice.
Had a generous family put up a week at their condo right on the
wow.
intercoastal waterway. Yeah,
that's
it's dynamic.
Great.
And
yeah,
the event
great.
Is free. For
yeah.
you mentioned, it's free. It's open to the public. Reserve seating suggested to get in touch with me because I'm making table groups and making place cards.
By Saturday, right?
By Saturday the 18th, yeah.
yeah.
And so the wonderful thing is everybody there will have an opportunity to be able to support the work and the mission of Mount Hope. And you'll hear all of the updates and the really wonderful things. We have personal sharing, and some family members are sharing from the heart about their tender experience that they've had at Mount Hope.
Yeah.
And you'll be invited to support financially the amazing work we do. We are a 5-star facility.
Let's talk about that if you're sitting at home going, yeah, I have a parent or a grandparent who's, you know, near that time where they need that kind of care. What are some of the steps to get in touch with you to find out if Mount Hope would be right for their loved one?
Of course. First, I would direct everybody to our website online. We have an amazing website that gives all the information about how to get in touch with Mount Hope. There's even an application for admission on there.
Yeah.
And then information, of course, about the banquet. But I would say that would be the first step. You can also reach out to me, excuse me, through my cell phone. Would be a wonderful way to be able to gather some more information. The thing that really sets Mount Hope apart, I would say, from all other wonderful facilities here in Lancaster County. That's one thing. We are blessed in Lancaster with many wonderful retirement communities, long-term skilled care facilities. But the thing about Mount Hope is we are here for anybody, whether you have a lot of money or a little money. So regardless of your changing financial circumstances, your personal circumstances, there is no entrance fee to be able to obtain admission to Mount Hope.
Yeah.
So we really have that as our heart and our mission right out of Matthew 25:40.
And you know this from experience because you went through it with, you walked through it with your mom.
Yeah. It was it was eye-opening to find, first to see all the options out there, but then to realize there weren't really many options for her.
Right.
And so Mount Hope will always, as I get a little teary when I think about what Mount Hope means to my family and my mom.
Yeah.
And she passed away in 2019, but it was the best experience that we could have had, and it was exactly what she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we do for so many people.
Check it out online, mounthopenazarene.org. It's mthopenazarene.org. Find out if it's right for your loved one. Also, you can get all the details about the auction and the banquet that's coming up October 25th, Mannheim BIC. Tell us the caterer again, what kind of food's going to be there?
So it is Italian. It is going to be a lasagna rigatoni, a chicken Alfredo penne pasta, and a pink vodka sauce. We do have a gluten-free option.
Okay.
And we have a vegetarian option, homemade bread, homemade garlic knots, gourmet cake slices, and Crater's ice cream.
Sounds
so come
amazing.
Hungry. I'm hungry now, right?
Make your reservations for this free event by this Saturday. You can give Chris a call, 717-682-8026, or go online, mounthopenazarene.org. Chris, we love having you here.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for
Thanks for bringing the basket. We love seeing that, too.
Blessings. Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Lauren Daigle. Let it be a hallelujah. WJTL. Happy Thursday.